Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Cultural Diversity and Ethics Coping with the Challenges. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brinigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you've chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with cultural diversity. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give yourself a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write down the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school's counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as counseling Asian Americans, an Asian American critical incident, counseling African Americans, an African American critical incident, counseling Hispanics, critical incident, and counseling Native Americans. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss ethical, cultural, and historical perspectives in counseling culturally different clients who are Asian American. We will also discuss the implications of these cultural and historical perspectives. As you know, there are more than 1,500,000 Asian Americans residing in the United States. Although this constitutes less than 1% of the U.S. population, I have found that ethically there is much that can be learned from the experiences of the Asian Americans. The stereotype of Asian Americans is the highly successful minority. The Chinese and Japanese seem to have exceeded the national median income as well as the national educational standards. In addition, mental health statistics reinforce the belief that Asian Americans are well-adjusted and functioning effectively in society. As you are probably aware, they have low rates of juvenile delinquency, psychiatric contact and hospitalization, and divorce. However, a closer analysis of Asian Americans does not support this successful stereotype. This inconsistency between the stereotype and facts raises ethical concerns. As you may have guessed, the higher median income does not take into account the higher percentage of multiple wage earners in Asian American families. In addition, it does not show that while Asian American wage earners may have higher levels of education, their wages are disproportionate with their training. Regarding education, there is a contrasting picture of extraordinarily high educational attainment and a large, undereducated mass. Obviously, it is also widely recognized that areas like Chinatown represent ghetto areas with prevalent unemployment, poverty, health problems, and juvenile delinquency. Continuing mass murders committed over the years have been traced to Chinese juvenile gangs operated in Chinatown. Finally, the underutilization of mental health facilities may be due to low rates of socio-emotional adjustment difficulties. However, it is common knowledge that much of the mental illness, adjustment problems, and juvenile delinquency among Asian American populations are hidden. Clearly, the discrepancy between officially reported and actually occurring rates may be due to such cultural factors as the shame and disgrace associated with admitting to emotional problems, the handling of problems within the family, and the manner of symptom formation. Do you take this inconsistency between the stereotype and facts into consideration in counseling your Asian American client? The history of Asian Americans may be responsible for some of the current problems facing these culturally different clients in counseling. The effects of this history on the counseling situation with Asian American clients today will be illustrated via the case study of Chiyo on the next track. As you probably know, Asians in America have suffered some of the most inhumane treatment ever accorded to any immigrant group. Historically, the treatment of Asians was highly correlated with the needs of the United States. In the 1800s, the systematic harassment of the Chinese resulted in legal discrimination that denied them the rights of citizenship through laws like the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. As you are well aware, discrimination against the Japanese was most obvious during World War II, when 110,000 Japanese Americans were incarcerated in concentration camps. Had been going on for years preceding World War II. When the Japanese began having economic success in the United States, immigration from Japan was restricted through a gentleman's agreement. Clearly, Asians were often used by white profiteers and subsequently blamed for economic downturns. Besides historical influences, ethically, as you are well aware, cultural differences could also be taken into account in the counseling culturally different clients who are Asian American. Obviously, traditionally in the Asian American family, age, sex, and generational status are primary determinants of role behavior. The dominant orientation of Asian families has always been conservative and resistant to change. Built into family relationships are strong values that stress the need to approach problems subtly and indirectly. I have found that, above all, the welfare and integrity of the family is of great importance. For this reason, the installation of guilt and shame, as well as appeals to familial obligation, are heavily relied on to keep family members in line and suppress deviations from the norm. Sound like something you've seen in your Asian American client? Have you noticed in your Asian American clients, as I have, that the clashing of the traditional Asian culture with Western influences often results in a cultural conflict for the Asian American client? Bombarded on all sides by peers, schools, and the mass media upholding Western standards as better than their own, Asian Americans frequently encounter extreme cultural conflict that leads to much pain and agony. According to Daryl Tsui, most Asian American culturally different clients cope in one of three ways. First, some will become traditionalists and remain loyal to their own ethnic group. It goes without saying that traditionalists adhere closely to the norms, standards, and values of the traditional Asian families. Second, some become marginalists. Marginalists often attempt to become over-Westernized by rejecting traditional Asian values. Instead of being concerned with the family, marginalists define their pride and self-worth by their ability to acculturate into the dominant white society. Finally, the third coping method for Asian Americans dealing with the cultural conflict is to rebel against the parental authority while trying to develop a new identity. Think of your Asian American client. How does he or she cope with the cultural conflict? Via traditionalism and remaining loyal? Via marginalism and over-Westernization? Or via rebelling while trying to develop a new identity? Obviously, these influences have a number of implications on counseling for the Asian American culturally different client. The utilization of psychiatric resources may be low because cultural values inhibit self-referral. As you know, Asian American families stress the importance of obedience and conformity to elders, as well as high achievement and other behaviors that bring honor to the family name. Thus, public admission of personal problems, such as going to therapy, is suppressed. In addition, Asian Americans emphasize the restraint of strong feelings and associate psychological problems related to strong feelings with shame and disgrace. Thus, in counseling a traditionalist Asian American client, a therapist needs to be aware that the client is likely to experience intense feelings of shame and guilt at admitting that problems exist. In addition, it is important to deal with the issues of confidentiality. I have found that because traditionalist Asian American clients present problems in an indirect manner, it is often easier to counsel the client by initially responding to these superficial problems until a degree of rapport and trust can be formed. As you can see, therapists working with traditionalist Asian American clients need to be aware that the superficial problems often mask deeper conflicts. As a result, if your Asian American client is a traditionalist, you as a therapist may need to alter your usual style of counseling and therapy. Regarding marginalist Asian American clients, the therapist has an ethical obligation to help his or her client sort out identity conflicts. If your Asian American client is marginalist, you will likely need to deal with the issue of cultural racism and its potential effects on your Asian American culturally different client. Do you have an Asian American client? Ethically, what concerns should you have in counseling him or her in the light of the information presented on this track? The APA Code of Ethics states, psychologists are aware of and respect cultural, individual, and role differences, including those based on age, gender, gender identity, race, ethnicity, culture, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, disability, language, and socioeconomic status, and consider these factors when working with members of such groups. On this track, we've discussed cultural and historical perspectives of Asian Americans as those perspectives relate to counseling Asian American clients. We have also discussed some of the implications of these perspectives on counseling. On the next track, we will look at a specific case with an Asian American client named Chiyo and analyze the influences impacting the counseling experience. Question 1. What are 3 ways Asian American clients might cope with a cultural conflict?